another episode of Don't Settle Petal. This is episode 8 and you're joined with lots of other people. We've got the 7 of us and you're in B22 at University Flat. So obviously we're like back in to January now. The last time I put an episode out was like November. And obviously that was the first university episode. So we're going in with episode number 2 of the university series. And this is my flat. So, hi. It's a little bit nervous. Everyone's a little bit nervous because we're in front of a camera. But we are all performing students, kind of. Three of us are performing students. A couple of, what are you? Criminology and sport and outdoor education. And we all study at the University of Trotter, if you'd have watched the other podcast. So Liv is in the hot seat at the moment.
It's been nerve-wracking.
This is the quietest I've heard Liv.
All right.
Because she don't fucking shut up any other times.
Yeah, we want to start.
But we'll just kind of break it in with obviously like moving into the flat. How we all kind of like met each other. This wasn't the original gang either. There have been a few mishaps along the way, but we move. So yeah, we'll kind of just get into like the process of becoming flatmates. And if you're like looking at going to university and you're a little bit worried about who you're going to get put with and stuff like that, if you're going into halls, we're just going to break you into it because we're all best mates. So, like, obviously, when we, like, got put into our university halls and our groups and we found out, like, where we were living and stuff, obviously, we, like, all went straight onto a WhatsApp group.
Were we?
Yeah, we were on a WhatsApp group.
Snapchat.
Yeah. I was on a WhatsApp group.
For Stockbridge, I think.
Yeah, for Stockbridge. Yeah, so obviously, like, at Chichester, you've got loads of different university halls. We, like, all found out on a certain day that we were going to be in whatever halls. And then we were all kind of, like, navigating our way around, like, finding who was in what halls and that sort of stuff. So what did you think? Where were you at the time? Do you remember?
I was at petrol station.
Oh, I was at a petrol station?
Stop.
Where were you at? I was at a petrol station. I was on the way to...
I was at a BP.
Oh, was it, is BP the green one?
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh my God. Yeah, I just pulled into a service station because I was literally, like, shitting myself about the accommodation.
I found out the first day.
I found out the last day. I don't know what day I found out, but I found out
like
that I was...
the day before the last day, and I was like, please.
I think I was the last to talk about.
You were the last.
Was I?
Yeah, because sport was last.
Yeah, Daisy was like the last one in the group chat. I was on my way to see my friend in Woolacombe, so I was driving down on the motorway, and I was actually anticipating like an email, and it came through as I was driving, and I was trying to like click on the email as I was driving, and I was literally fucking swerving all over the place on the motorway. I was like, right, I need to fucking just pull in on the next service station. So I pulled in, and it said that I was in Stockbridge, and I was like, no! Because Stockbridge was like my second choice.
Did you put Fishbourne?
I put Fishbourne as my third.
I put Fishbourne first.
Well, Stockbridge is party, but Fishbourne's just clean.
It is nice. Yeah, so like obviously for the guys listening, like you ain't gonna have a fucking clue what we're on about. But Fishbourne is like a new student accommodation. You get a double bed, you get an ensuite. We get an ensuite here. Lovely cupboards, lovely interior.
This is orange.
Yeah, this is an orange room with orange bathroom tiles and like a bit of a scabby floor. And our Hoover stinks of sick. but we've got the good location, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, do you want a nice room or do you want good like location where you're at sort of thing? So I was like really pissed off because I wanted a double bed and I wanted a nice interior. But then obviously we like started
messaging. Parking.
And parking, yeah, because where would you park? Fishbourne down the road?
Yeah, there's like a little side street.
You can buy a permit for the Tesco, I think.
There's also free parking.
You can buy a parking permit for Tesco's. Parking's a big deal as well with student accommodation. Like, it's just an absolute nightmare. But, like, what were, like, your first impressions of, like, people on Snapchat?
Because I stalked absolutely everyone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, like, for people who are, like, starting university, you, like, the only way you ever kind of get to know anyone before you start is through social media. Mm. So you're only, like, texting people, or, like, if you're Snapchatting, like, it's pictures of your face or whatever. But I think you straight away get a judgment of, oh, my fucking God, I'm going to be living with these and they're going to be, like, a fucking nightmare. What was your, like, first impressions of people?
Lola clearly had bad impressions.
Yeah. No, I didn't have bad impressions, actually. I was just a little bit nervous because I knew I was older. And what I spoke about in the last episode, I was like, oh, my God, are they going to like me because I'm older? Are they going to be like, oh, my God, we're living with a right fogey?
Well, I did think the same. And because I had Letitia and yourself next, it was like 18, and I was like, oh, God. What if I'm old and then they think I'm this granny and they stalk me on social media and they're like, she's not very cool.
Yeah, that
so
was...
So I think actually I was more concerned about like what they thought about me rather than me thinking about them. And I even went through my social media and was like, oh, maybe I need to get rid of stuff.
That kind of links back to like being a little bit older as well. Like, so I'm 23 now. Liv, you're 21, 22 this year. Daisy, are you 22 this year?
Yeah.
So Daisy's 22 this year. And then are the rest...
19
by
the time this goes live.
Yeah, it's Elle's birthday in like a couple of hours. In the morning. Yeah. It's not a birthday until the morning.
You need to sleep and wake up first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I think we were kind of obviously like gathering like first impressions and stuff. I actually thought you were all sound. When I was on the group chat, I was like, oh, they're actually all sound like I actually think I'll be good mates. So that was my honest impression.
I was most scared to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
I was most scared to meet you.
I was as well,
even from a course point of view.
I shit myself meeting you the first time.
I thought you were really cool. I could not get out of my car. It was you. I didn't think me and Daisy would get on.
Really?
You weren't ever, like, really talking on the chat.
Yeah, you
so
didn't.
So I wasn't really...
Me?
Like, yeah. And then Daisy would say things sometimes. And I was like, oh, God. I was
really?
Like, hello? Oh.
So, like, I'm, like, a bit shit on my phone anyway, I think. With, like, messages and stuff, I don't ever really reply, like, group chats and that.
We did.
No, Laura and I met.
I
did myself.
Yes, so did I. I called my mum. I was like,
but as soon as I met you, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy.
So, basically,
someone.
Just for the, like, people listening to podcasts and stuff, Liv and Lauren live, like, quite locally anyway. You just wanted, like, the uni life of, like, moving into accommodation and moving out. And you met each other to come and view our flat, didn't you?
Yeah. To send everyone a video of like what it was.
Yeah, get some pics and just see what it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was that like? Because obviously that was just like,
was just
you didn't
so
know
weird.
Each other.
We rocked up and we were just in our little cars and then this woman was like, oh, this was the weirdest thing. She was like, you need permits. And we're like, okay. And we gave her a number plate and she was like, oh, you both have private number plates. And we're like,
yeah.
Because I'm from the south. I have private number plates. But yeah, I think obviously like moving into like, actually coming into uni and stuff because I honestly didn't have bad impressions of anybody. I was actually looking really forward to meeting you all.
I was worried because you were a few days late, weren't you?
Later, and so I was really worried that I was.
Oh my God.
Everyone remember the day Daisy just walked in the kitchen.
Yeah,
we
clicked.
You were eating McDonald's and I was just like,
I was cleaning
the
shop.
Yeah. And I was thinking, say something. Say like, what have you been doing today or something.
And
it was so cup and just goes.
It is actually really nerve-wracking, but we all really like kind of just fit in. I think we all just found like our own, what's the right word, like
position in the group.
Did become like a little group to begin with, because obviously we've got Amy and Emily here now. They weren't like original flat members. We had two other girls who have like left the flat now for their own reasons or whatever. But when we did first start, we were like a pretty good group.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's just because
about the first night out.
What happened the first night out?
Naomi was sick everywhere, all over me.
Yeah, she was falling all over the grass and stuff.
Excitement.
Yeah. And then she wasn't allowed the bus back. She wasn't allowed the taxi back. Like,
yeah.
Me and Tisha were looking after her.
I remember that. Yeah.
But we've all had our own nights, haven't we?
But I think because we're new and we don't really know anybody.
I think it was
throw up in the wardrobe.
We all just got excited.
Yeah, you feel like more obliged to be like, oh, I'm living with you and everyone's new here and we don't really have any friends, so you're going to be sick all over me and I'm going to have to wait with you outside.
I'm
going to
pretend it's fine.
And then when you get to know each other, you're like, oh, I had to fucking wet outside the club for you because you were sick.
Sick out with your cupboard.
You fucking ruined my flesh this week. And that's kind of what it turned into once we'd all warmed up to each other. But yeah, I feel like up until that kind of first week, we were like, right, this is good. We're all good. We're all okay with each other.
I think we all just clicked there and then.
Yeah.
We all just clicked.
We'd all get on.
And we're so lucky. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, because there are a lot of flats who just don't get on. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Emily and Amy are here now. Not really because you didn't get on with them.
It just
wasn't. But, Emily's face is otherwise. I think when you first start uni, people drop out within like the first semester for whatever reason. So like rooms become available and stuff. So like if you are like moving to uni and you do move into your flat and you're like, fuck this, like I don't really get on with anybody here, like people will drop out and spaces will become available in other flats where you can just move into them. So like Amy has just moved in here because you just like us, I think, hopefully. And Emily's was a bit of a different story than we're really going to, in case they're watching. But they like a bit of the old zoots. And Emily just thought, no, I want to come into B2C because that's funny. So that's why Emily's here. But yeah, I think you can just move about as and when.
Also, even just the doors open thing, like you spent 10 days isolation here and you just said with the doors open, it was just not a nicer feel because there was nothing wrong with the feeling.
What do you mean doors open? As in just because
we keep our bedroom doors open.
That is such an abstract construct. Like the idea of that to me is so weird. It's taken me so long to get used to it after like being shut in my room all on my own for like.
Yeah, because I think because we do get on, we like whenever we're home, our doors are just open. Like we all just socialise with each other, but that makes it a really nice living space. Whereas like for example with like what Emily's just said, like if you don't get on with your flat, people tend to just shut themselves away. But I find like I get in a bit of a rut when I do stuff like that, and you get in your own head and it can be a lonely place, I think, coming to uni. And if you do just shoot yourself away, especially in that first week of it being freshers, where that is your opportunity to go out and meet as many people as you possibly can. If you, I mean, obviously, if you don't get on with your flat and you want your own space, everyone is going to want to just shut the door and not have anyone intrude in. But, like, if you open your door, it's just a bit more welcoming and a bit more, like, you want to start a bit of conversation.
I think that's the biggest bit of advice I'd say to absolutely anyone going to uni. Just keep your door open as much as possible.
Yeah, door stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, invest in a door stop. I did not have a door stop when I come here and I was like, ew! Have you got a door stop?
It was the worst possible one.
Yeah, it was the worst one because it just used to fucking shut itself. And also Naomi, like, she won't mind us saying this, but Naomi bought...
She had like 50 of everything,
really. Naomi bought like 50 of she had like a whole super drug in her room. Like when you come to uni, like your rooms are really small. Like you don't need a lot of stuff. There are shops. Like just because you're going to uni doesn't mean there aren't shops. Like there are shops. Naomi had like 50 deodorants,
50 hairsprays,
50 like shampoos and conditioners, 50 razors. And she was like, oh, but it's the southern prices, because she was like up from Manchester. And I was like, Naomi, I'm pretty sure you can get like shampoo and conditioner for the same price. But whatever, she had like a little shop in her room.
Good on
her. But yeah, I mean, if we ever needed anything, Naomi had it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why it's good. You meet just so many different characters. Like when you come to uni, like, we are all completely different characters, aren't we?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. Like in that first sort of week, I'd say.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's not been good.
No, it's been good the whole...
No, but it's not been good. I think it's been
everyone
so
has
good.
Their days where they're a bit like...
Mm. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That whole week.
They're all were girls. So.
Yeah, it's just
Days. Don't settle, battle. Right, so we've done a little swapping. We've got good old Lauren Collins here. Come on, show your face. You're not even on the camera. Get yourself on the camera. So Lauren... I'm getting Lauren in more so because Lauren was my little soul sister when we moved to uni. And I don't know, what do you think it was, Lauren? Do you think we just kind of... Well, we're both called Lauren, obviously, like, Lauren's just on a vibe, obviously.
You're not Lauren, though.
No, I'm not Lauren. Laura. Like, I am like I'm Lola on the podcast, but I am Lauren.
Your first episode said Lauren, and I was like,
by legal rights, like, by legal documents, I am Lauren. But obviously, like, we like a bit of Lola. We like to sauce it up a bit.
Lola.
I think you should show them the beans you got me.
Yeah.
For everyone obviously listening, you need to just head over to YouTube. So Lauren got me these beans.
What did I do?
Oh, did I focus?
Oh my god, you're like a little.
We're YouTube such a YouTuber.
Oh, so
well.
I think they go like, like, hi YouTube, welcome back.
How much were these beans?
£10.
I'm never opening these beans. So Lauren got me like some personalised beans at Saint Lola May because I am a bit of a bean freak.
We love a bit of beans on toast in this flat.
Yeah, I think we kind of like bonded over beans on toast a little bit.
Yeah, and then who brought the Marmite in?
Me. That was me.
Right, for anyone listening, this is what's great about university and being from all over the bloody world,
country,
all over the country is you pick up little like universe. Food knacks universe. And universe. That's a little bit big. Get in the frame. Oh, sorry, we're blocking Amy out. Sorry.
Honestly, keep going.
Sorry, we would have more studio space, but we're in like a little dodgy room. So in Chichester, we don't have any like fast food restaurants that are open later than 10 o'clock. So when you're on a shit night out at the Vestry, because that's not the only place to go, when you come home, there's just nowhere to go and get like
some food.
No. There's no kebab shops. There's no pizza shops. There's like Mackey's is closed. What else? Taco Bell.
Taco Bell closes at eight.
Who wants to go to Taco Bell at 8 o'clock when you've come back from night out? So our only option is to pre the food. Post night out. So we prep like some chicken nuggets, we prep some pizzas, but I like to prep beans on toast.
I actually used to be a very good pizza cook in the microwave, didn't I, guys?
Yes, oh, yeah. Lauren's dished out a few pizzas going back a few months. But yeah, beans on toast is a big main thing in this flat. We do like a little bit of real
one. So Heinz wants to sponsor.
Yeah, Heinz wants to sponsor. But Liv introduced us to beans on toast, bit of cheese, with a dash of Marmite.
I'm yet to try that yet, though.
Have you not tried it?
I haven't.
What?
I haven't tried it yet.
Mate, fucking game changer.
What did you put on? You put tomatoes all over your beans on toast the other day.
Yeah, but it's like a bit of a full English breakfast.
A bit.
What's going on at the back?
I don't think I've ever had
Marmite. We do it very differently because you drizzle it on top.
I do.
I just let on the beans.
No, see, yeah, that's what Lola does, but I do it after the butter.
Yeah,
on the bread. Bread. Top.
Yeah,
and then it's all like,
okay.
I'm still
yet
to
I like
that.
To drizzle.
Yeah.
It's okay. A bit more gourmet.
Yeah, but then you get lumps
cheese
of
from
it.
From Lola
Mahe. Yeah, but I love lumps of it.
See, I don't even like Marmite.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't think I've ever had Marmite.
I know!
Comment below! Are you a lover? Are you a hater? Give us a thumbs up if you like it. If you don't like it, don't bother with the dislike button. All right.
I love
Marmite.
Marmite's
Twiglets.
I like Twiglets.
Twiglets are just don't even taste like Marmite.
Twiglets Marmite.
No, it's they not. Yeah, they don't taste like Marmite.
Yeah, they do.
Twiglets taste like a twig.
It is.
No, it's like an actual twig, like you're eating bark.
Maybe it's like a crisp.
I know, but it tastes like a twig. I feel like it tastes like an actual
it's
twig.
Like
yeah, but it does taste like Marmite. It tastes like a twig.
It tastes very yummy. I would love it.
But yeah, how did you find moving into the flat and settling in? Obviously, you met Elle.
I know. Michael, just go.
So we had a bit of flat cess going on. first going couple on. Of weeks.
It's still going.
It's
still going. Did you just say...
I said we had a bit of flat cess going on the first couple of weeks. Yeah, it's still going on.
It's
still flat cess.
Oh,
but,
I don't know if it is, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
It is
committed flat cess.
Committed flat cess. Yeah.
Flat cess is like, this is all like uni terminology, isn't it? Like, flat cess is...
It's when you sleep with someone in your flat.
Yeah. In your flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of flat sisters gone on in lots of flats, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. The flat oppositors have had a bit of flat sister. It's caused a bit of drama as well. Oh, yeah, that is a note, isn't it? I think I wouldn't... I mean, I haven't done any flat sisters personally. But we... I think I've lost my track of thoughts. I wouldn't recommend flat sisters, basically.
Why?
Well, for you two, it's worked out. But for other people, I think if you're, like, going into flat sister, it then becomes very awkward if flat sister...
What type of flat sister is, though?
I think if it's just a shag and you're just shagging random people...
No, I've actually got a great relationship out of it.
So. Yeah, you have got a great relationship
out of it. Disagree.
All right.
But,
like, for other people, it's become, like, very awkward in their flat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think, like, yours has blossomed into a beautiful relationship.
I know, but, like,
it didn't start out where we were just girlfriends straight away. Yeah, true.
Did you ever think that there was a point, like, oh shit, this is going to be a little bit awkward?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd go into the kitchen and I'd be like, I'd be like, oh my God, I was really nervous.
Right, we're back. Sorry, the camera died out. Yeah, so we were talking about shagging. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you will talk a lot about shagging, I think. Coming to uni. Shagging. Liv at the back and Daisy, they've both got boyfriends. They both came with boyfriends as well. So, yeah, that was that.
Don't say it like that.
What do you mean?
That was that.
So you've been well behaved. That's my...
That was that.
You will find that nobody wants a relationship at uni. That's kind of...
No. Just,
like, other than you two, you guys are good.
You know what? This podcast is going to need to be named hating.
What is going on?
No, but I feel like most encounters...
Sorry, I think we should call this Lola drops her foot in it.
What do you mean Lola drops her foot in it? These are good.
At least 50% of the room want a relationship.
Yeah. Maybe it's you.
But you all want relationships.
No, I don't.
I've got a fantastic one.
Would you like a relationship, Em?
Not necessarily at uni,
guys, I think everyone wants a relationship at uni because everyone's like parents and like family people. Like my brother and his girlfriend.
A lot of
everyone
family
met,
members I know have
my
met
cousin
at uni.
And his wife. Like they all meet at uni. And
yeah, but I'm
some
not
pressure.
Actively looking.
No, yeah, neither. I think
I wouldn't
like
actively look, but like, but like if it happened, it'd happen.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. I think like when you're like dating at uni, or like you go out and you're like, I don't know, fucking getting with people or whatever.
Yeah.
The main consensus is everyone's just like fucking around.
Yeah.
Because you're at uni and that's like
it's making so much eye.
What's like the the word? Like the general consensus between people is that people don't want anything at uni because it's like you're the time to like fuck around. But then like a lot of people who do meet who are together, so most of the time have like met at a place like uni.
I think as first year
it's like you don't want a relationship really, you're just having fun. But I think from that point onwards it's like
really
I kind of yeah
like
pressure,
like,
yeah
like,
and
to find someone at uni.
Yeah, and I think like everyone go. I think everyone wants love and everyone wants this just got really deep. Everyone wants to be loved and everyone wants to have like that significant other to like share, you know, like their time with that one person and how's your day been and what's going on in your life, blah, 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 blah. But then I also think being at uni makes it really hard not for everybody, but for some people to like then commit at that point in their life because being at university is like a time for you to... explore, but also like when you're at university, like you, I mean, some people either take it serious, some people don't. Some people just come for like a fuck around and come just because that's like the next step in their life.
You can always tell what they are.
Yeah, you can always tell if someone's like really into what they're doing or if they've just come for like the sake of it.
Yeah.
And you'll know that yourself if you're in that position, whether that it's actually what you want to do or whether it's just because you're going with like the flow and you're going with the crowd. But then I also think like it's the time for you, and like for me, I know this is a point in my life where I want to come here because I want to do really well and I want to study and I want to better myself. So maybe a relationship isn't the right thing for me at this time. And I think again that's where a lot of people you cross a lot of paths with people who are either on one side or they're on the other, and they either want a relationship or you're a bit like, oh God, I don't really know what point in my life I'm at. I don't really think this is a good time for it, which is why I think a lot of fucking around goes on at uni.
Yeah.
And it's literally like incest. Don't settle, settle. Hello, we've swapped out again. Welcome, Daisy, to the hot seat.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So Daisy's like the hippie of our flat.
Can you tell?
Can you tell? She's in tie-dye and she's got like... Show the camera your trousers. Look at her trousers.
Like, I was scared that when I came here that everyone would just think I'm a weirdo. Like,
we do.
We do, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like we were saying before, Daisy's like the... No, not that. You were the last one coming in.
Oh, yeah.
To the flat because you'd got tonsillitis. So we'd already, like, all been out and you were kind of like, when did you come? Was it, like, how many days?
It was only, like, the Monday and you guys came on, like, maybe Thursday and Friday.
I came on the Sunday.
I came on the Friday. Maybe
so it was that weekend later. And you came the week. Uni started.
Yeah, it was only like a couple of days, but I was nervous coming in later.
Yeah, because we'd all like planned. You all like plan it within like a couple of days. So it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got the chance to like move in. You have to book slots and stuff. So obviously, because you were ill, you were just later on. And I think again, if you're watching this and this happens to you, don't be nervous because you will just be automatically accepted by people because everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Nobody knows each other. And it is a really daunting thing, especially if you've not moved out before and you've not done it before. And literally when your parents leave you, it's just like, right, that's it. Now I'm here. But I remember when you come in and it was like, oh, Daisy's finally here. And I think you just judge people off pictures and stuff. And then everyone's like really different in real life.
Definitely.
I was like, Daisy's a massive hippie compared to what I thought she would be like. When I was looking through your pictures and stuff, I was like, did you?
Yeah.
I did them.
I thought you would.
Surfboard, I was like, hippie.
I thought like, oh, you'd be on my level. And I was like, oh, I'll get on with Daisy. But I was like, whoa, she's a massive hippie, man. Daisy, like, what do? You've got like a... She's like a really good cook as well.
Oh, I love me.
Yeah, and she's cooking. Vegetarian. She's like a full on.
I was fuming when I came here and I couldn't do my incense. And then Liv was like, oh, I hate incense. And I was like, oh, I can't stand it.
What, incense?
Yeah, I like them.
Nah, we like burn. We're like not allowed to fucking burn anything. We're not allowed to do candles or what else? We're not allowed to do.
Have certain fairy lights.
I thought you were gonna say have sex.
I'm pretty sure certain fairy lights.
Spray certain deodorant.
Yeah, like it's
really
certain spots. Yeah, certain spots in the room.
You're not allowed to do
incense. Yeah, because of the fire alarms.
Yeah, you have to do it in the bathroom only.
Yeah.
Elle's got a steamer as well, and always nick the steamer, and I always think like, oh fuck, I'm literally gonna like make the whole building evacuate. Do you remember when we had the fire alarm at like 5 o'clock in the morning?
That's
as well?
Juicy. Yeah, we have again.
Next month. Oh, Letitia was in her ballet outfit.
No, it's what?
Letitia was all dressed in her ballet. She's ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like our flatmate who used to live with us, she had to, her course started really...
The other side of town, like in Boston.
Yeah,
there's
so
two
like,
campuses, and she was at the further one.
Yeah, and it was like really early in the morning. We was all in bed, and the fire alarm goes off at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's fucking coming downstairs, like in their dressing gowns and shit. I had tonsillitis.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked like shit, and everyone's outside like, what the fuck, the fucking fire alarm's going off. But apparently starting in the middle of the night rather than 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it around the time again now.
So doing it like proper in the middle of the night.
Yeah. If they do it in the middle of the night, then at least we'll all be awake. Yeah, we might. None of us go to bed early.
Yeah, like what time is it now? It's like nearly 12.
My bedtime.
Yeah, she's fuming.
Only because Daisy got wrecked last night and she's hungover. But yeah, what did you think then?
Yes, I was severely hungover this morning and all of today.
Yeah, so the shoes
you
tried.
Did you wardrobe again?
No, in the toilet this time.
In the toilet.
And all down the street and yeah.
Oh.
You're what? Sick all down the street?
Out, yeah.
Was you?
Apparently.
Oh,
I can't remember.
My recollection.
Oops. Oh, yeah, and I went out and we got, like, chips from a shop or something. And then in the taxi on the way home, I was asking Amy if we could go to McDonald's. She was like, you've literally got chips and
oh, did you go with Amy?
Yeah, on your lap. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think then? Obviously, you moved in, you were late.
Like a subscribe.
Did you? Did you all think we were bitches?
No.
Did you not?
Oh,
no.
Oh. What did you think? What was your like first impression?
Oh, I don't know. I was just really nervous. And I think going out is like a big icebreaker.
Yeah.
You just start drinking. And I'm really glad that we all drink because some flats don't.
Yeah, some flats don't drink. Really. Some flats like
have a drink.
Well, some flats don't drink. No, and actually, some flats...
I was really angry because none of you like pre-drinking. Like what? You took so long to. Do you remember?
Yeah, but all of us are hippies and just get out the shower and go.
I was like, right, let's meet at the table at 7 o'clock. Yeah, or like do pre's. And then
to be fair, that is
you
me.
You were like in your dressing gown. Like,
yeah, because like, I actually think I have a condition where I. I'm just that tired all the time. I can't like bring myself to move.
Procrastinate.
I do procrastinate. Yeah.
Lola doesn't get ready until about an hour before we actually need to leave the door.
No, like until like a minute before we leave the job because
and then still takes an hour.
Takes like 5 hours.
Yeah, because I'll go to work and then I'll come back and I'll be really tired and then I'll sleep and then when I get up, everyone's ready going, Lola! Literally back at my door, get in the shower. I've literally been like marched into the shower by Lauren before, and then everyone's like pre-drinking around the table and I just miss all the pre-drinks. Mm.
But wow, because that's where it's at.
Lesson learned.
You need to get ready quicker.
Yeah.
I do need to get ready quicker, but
we always make it on time.
I do always make it on time.
2022. That's if we make it out.
2022.
Yeah, yeah, that's if we make it out.
It's a new me.
Yeah.
It's a new me.
Tried to climb a tree, and then we came back and ordered McDonald's.
I feel like everyone had a bit of an epiphany when they first started here as well. Like Lauren and Elle decided to become vegetarian.
A week and a half.
Did
you? I ate a whole chicken pizza before my football game.
Chicken pizza.
And I was like eating. No, you like cooked chicken nuggets and you were like, Lola, try a chicken nugget. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
No, I'm vegetarian.
I was like, do not feed me that chicken nugget ever again. Daisy's like, yeah, let's become veggies.
And I'm like, go through the recycling and make sure it's
yeah, Daisy's like in charge of recycling.
Foil in my part.
Yeah, and you told me off the first day because you were like, you've got tins in the fridge. It's bad for the food.
You told me off.
Yeah, but she goes, you go through the recycling.
I've never heard of that.
No, neither.
What, tins in the fridge?
Yeah.
But like, what if Ema puts tins in the fridge?
No.
So
no,
that's a violation.
Ema!
Yeah, that's just Tupperware. But then I've got to wash up the Tupperware.
We all kind of bonded over H2O just add water as well.
Clearly.
My mum's Emma.
Lauren's mum is called Emma.
And my mum.
Emma Wickens.
And your
mum. My mum's called Emma.
Your mum?
No.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
What?
Did you not know
that? Your mum's called Emma?
Seriously?
I don't know this. We only thought Lauren's mum was called Emma. But the only videos I have, like, the beginning of uni is just all of us going, Ema! The condensation!
I'm going to make an island!
Yeah, but Daisy is the recycling police. If we don't recycle properly, then Daisy
I've got a little
will...
jar with milk bottle tops.
Yeah.
Tinfoil ball going.
Yeah.
Got
Baz.
Oh, and Baz.
We've got Baz, who is the basil plant. Yeah.
I'm so glad you
Honestly, what else are you good at?
She takes,
I think you should have a vegetable patch.
Yeah. Microwave meals.
No, did you know that?
Yeah. And you rip the foil off the microwave meals. And she goes to the bin and rips the foil off it.
Because it's not recyclable.
Oh, like the film?
Yeah,
that's probably me.
Your second year house has a wind turbine in the back garden.
Hmm?
Your second year house has a wind turbine in the back garden.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you can keep the bulbs on them.
No. You have a wind turbine.
No. Yeah, the house is carbon neutral.
Like
that would be my dream home.
So what a carbon neutral
house. Yeah. To keep the energy
going. Yeah. Oh yeah, and
like they're gonna take shifts in making the energy by using like a bike.
Like Daisy is your typical right. I'm gonna ride my bike to and wear my helmet, and I'm gonna bring back. I'm gonna bring back charity shop clothes.
Oh, I love a charity shop.
Oh, she does love a charity shop, don't you?
Oh, I get a haul every time from
the
charity
my
shop.
My favorite hobby.
Yeah, but the really good thing is what I can say is if you're a girl and you're watching this and you do end up with a flat full of girls, there might be some people you won't get on with, but
you can borrow their clothes.
Yes, you will always be able to borrow their clothes. I've got Liz joggers
on. And don't tell them about it and then give them back 2 weeks later.
I gave you those flares back like 3 months later.
And I was like, I've lost my flares. I've lost them.
I was like, oh, I've got them in my drawer. Liv likes to steal clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, I really do.
Liv like always sells clothes.
I haven't worn that black dress yet.
What black dress?
The one that you wore. Yeah, the one that Liv wore.
And you haven't worn it.
No one steals my clothes by you, Amy, which makes you...
I'll have a look in your wardrobe and I'll steal something.
Yeah, you are wearing my joggers. I'll take that.
Yeah, I am wearing Liv's joggers.
It's because you're the smallest. I can't fit into your clothes.
Liv is, how tall are you, Liv?
4'10".
I'm actually a dwarf.
And I'm Big D, which is 5'4". That's the tallest.
When we were all on the group chat, when we, before we started, we were literally like, right, who's the tallest? You've got to have the top cupboard, right.
And I got the top cupboard
anyway. Daisy's ended up with the shittest cupboards going.
Step!
Yeah,
you've got a step.
What step?
Oh, it's in my room because no one needs
she's
it.
Got a stepladder thing.
Oh, a stepladder.
I've got one of those in my room too.
Yeah, Liv's got a stepladder because she's 4'10". To be fair, I'm 5 foot and I thought I'd be the smallest and I'm like a giant compared to Liv.
Who's the tallest?
Oh, I'm not Big D anymore.
Fuck, we're the tallest.
Oh my God.
I'm 5'5".
You're the tallest.
That's so sad. Can we just say, happy birthday to Eleanor, please?
No, don't say it. I'm not saying it.
The day doesn't start until we wake up. So. The amount of people who don't do drugs. When I was in before uni, I thought loads of people would be doing drugs.
See, yeah, but Chichester's is not really the party place.
Not
is it?
Drugs. Yeah. No. Like, it freaked me out that like there were smoking sheds that like uni students were allowed to use because like from like
not smoking school that no one smoked at.
Emily has lived a sheltered life.
No, but like my point is, like, and being like able to swear in front of lecturers and then.
Come
like,
on, Emily, get yourself on the hot seat chair. Get yourself on the chair, Emily.
I've got a red now, though. Yeah, that is
cute. She's contributing, lads. She's contributing.
You can have a pint with your lecturer if you want.
Yeah, no, but this is.
Come on to the camera.
I was gonna go down.
Right, so we're bringing Emily onto the hot seat now.
I've got all red.
Emily has just kind of moved in, so you're getting used to the grips of it. Go on, culture shocks. This is what you wanted to discuss
like,
with us.
I went to like a really strict secondary school,
right,
and sixth form. So like coming to a uni where it's like uni is just chill because you're adults and you're allowed to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like going to vestry and like seeing lecturers and shit. And you're like. That's weird. That's like weird seeing them out and about and being like
what
normal.
Lecturers?
They go to vestry.
Yeah, we've seen
our psychology lectures.
Yeah, we've seen our lectures at
vestry. Vestry's like Chichester's only nightclub. So guarantee you go there, you see everyone you know.
I've seen them in the co-op.
Oh no!
Not quite much.
No way.
I don't think I've seen a lecturer out yet.
I saw some guy from the SU, but obviously he's just.
So what did you just say about smoking shells?
Well, just because of like a strict secondary school and like being like 18 when I came.
Did you go to an all-girl school?
Yes.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, all-girl school. Weren't allowed to wear like leggings on like what are they called? Non-uniform days, unless you had a top that covered your bum. It was strict.
Was it?
So yeah.
Nice. Where are you from?
Maidstone in Kent.
Anyone know Maidstone in Kent all girls?
In Victor Grammar School. It's shite.
You went to a grammar school? No, oh, got a grammar school girl on a podcast. I didn't go to an all girls school.
No,
neither.
I was at the chubbiest secondary school.
Well, yeah, the chubbiest secondary school. Yeah, I definitely didn't go to an all girls school, so I have seen a smoking shelter before.
Don't get me wrong, there were girls that did drugs and stuff like that at uni, but I wasn't friends with like anyone that did.
Anyone?
Don't fancy
a drug. I wasn't friends with anyone, full stop.
Don't fancy a drug. No. Have you had a fag since you've been out?
No.
No.
I used Elle's vape once and nearly caught up a lung. God.
Just in case no one's offered, do you want one?
Not that I'm offering,
I don't have any, but...
today, me and Liv went out, right? We went out uptown and we went for Nando's and stuff.
Uptown?
And I was having a fag going down the street. And we walked past this bakery and Liv was like, oh, I want to go in this bakery. And I was like, oh, I'll wait out here whilst I'm having this fag. She went, do you want to go in? I'll hold it for you. And I was like, yeah, go on then. And when I came out,
I cannot imagine living.
What can I use?
It was like this.
Imagine this is the fag. This is how she was holding it when I came out.
So
I was literally like, Liv, you're not going to catch anything from it, mate.
No, I'm not going to hold it like I normally.
people...
Like, it looks like you're smoking.
Yeah.
I was like, do you want to hold it again? Do you want a little puff? She was like, oh, no, absolutely not. I cannot hold this back. And I definitely can't have a vape if it's got nicotine in it. Especially when I'm in public. And I was like, oh, God, all right, then.
Hold it just so it looks like you're not smoking.
No, but that... Yeah, I just didn't want... But I'm so close to Chichester anyway. Imagine if someone walked past and then came into the pub and was like,
yeah, fast, oh, yeah.
I saw Olivia smoking the other day, and then it'd be completely blown out of context.
That'd be the highlight of the week.
That would be the highlight of the week, find out you smoke.
Gossip in East Preston.
Right, Em, because obviously you've come from a grammar school and a girls' school, is there anything else that you've been like, oh my God?
I don't think so. There was a middle-aged woman outside our exam that freaked me out because I was like, that's really weird to be going into an exam with an adult. She was like 50 and she was there chatting to us about revision and stuff, and I was like, this is weird.
Oh my God, it's weird because me, Liv and Amy, we do performance-based courses, so there's no one really older than 25 maybe.
There's
Morag, she's 28.
Yes, yeah. Sass is 30.
Yeah, Sassy 30.
But that's different. She isn't
seaman. Yeah, this woman was like...
Yeah, this woman was like a lecturer walked past in these knee-high boots, and she was like, I love her boots. And me and Elle were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I suppose that's a little bit different when you're obviously going to an exam hall and there's someone how old was she? 50?
I don't know. She seemed about 50.
Fairly old, yeah.
It's and this is where, guys, there is no limit on the age.
Yeah.
Don't feel old because you could be the 50-year-old woman who's going into the criminology exam.
She was being really lovely.
It
was so weird to because usually the person that age is like the teacher stood there going, be quiet, don't talk before you go in, and things like that. And she was there being like, oh, have you done your revision? Yeah. I've got my revision cards at home and all this. And I was she was talking so to people in her class being like, oh, that equation really confused me. And I was like, this is so
different.
Weird to have someone that age going through it as well.
Did you go into sixth form when you finished school? So was it at the same school?
It was the same school. I didn't change school at all.
And have you literally just come from that sixth form to try?
Yeah.
I bet that's a massive shock then.
Yeah.
Are you a bit like, fuck, I can do what I want?
It is, yeah. It is a bit weird, yeah. Going from my mum that was always like, where are you going? What are you doing?
Yeah.
To being like... texting my mum at the end of the day and I've been like, how was your day? And I was like, I did this, I did that, I went there.
Does your mum still text you all the time? Because mine still texts me all
the time. I FaceTime her every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my dad.
She's like my best friend though. So I I have friends that don't call their mum at all. And I'm like, if I didn't call my mum, I don't know what I'd do.
No, I do call my mum because there's still shit that I don't know. Like there's still stuff
Oh God, she taught me how to make a stir fry the other day and I was like, thank you.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You don't know how to make a stir fry.
She was just telling me the order to put it in.
Yeah, but we've had a few years of cooking, haven't we? I remember when I was 18.
Yeah, but you lived alone. And you still don't know how to cook.
Yeah, I still don't know how to cook.
So true.
Liv is the judge of cooking.
Two meals. Curry.
Beef bowls.
Yeah, I like a curry. Curry, meatballs, and spaghetti.
But they're not from scratch because they're jar, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. I can make fajitas.
Yeah.
And enchiladas. I haven't made an enchilada yet.
Everything in a wrap.
Rap God. That's literally fucking rap God. Curry in a wrap. Absolute slaps.
No. That's
Cultural difference, curry in a wrap.
It's food in a wrap and bread to soak up gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
This is what you learn. You learn food hacks.
Yeah.
You also learn that Olivia judges you when you chop up a pepper. I was chopping up a pepper
and
the ones.
Look at people when they're chopping stuff up with
These are the food critiques. These are the Gordon Ramsays of the flat.
Just to try and give you a little tip pointer, you know?
So I was chopping up a pepper the ones and Liv came over and she was like giving me the eye. And I looked at her and I was like, can I help? And you were like, you're chopping up that pepper wrong. And I was like, as long as as long as the pepper is chopped.
Yeah.
And I can eat it.
That's right.
I do not care.
But
obviously, there's a certain way of chopping a pepper.
Yeah, definitely. You look.
I feel like I'm gonna need
to. I don't even remember. But I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked. NJ, who used to live with us. God, Naomi. Naomi used to, this was another thing that she hoarded. She put the light on in the oven, yeah, and didn't actually cook the chicken. But Naomi's mom sent her like 1,000 curry powders. Like, obviously she's a hoarder anyway, but she had like a massive like 2 bags full of like curry powders, yeah. Didn't she? And she used to cook this curry. And it used to take like 4 hours to cook this curry. You'd like go in and she'd be like, "How are you getting on with your curry?" Like, "Yeah, yeah, good." And then you'd go back in an hour later and she's still doing the same thing. Like, still fucking.
And you've done yours, eaten, washed up in bed.
Yeah, Naomi's still like fucking. She stood at the oven.
She's just like making it.
With like matchsticks in her eyes. Like, fucking. The onions are like black at this point. Like, it's not even edible. It's just like charcoal. But she got on all right,
what
didn't she?
About me at Christmas.
Yeah, Daisy.
Oh, that so roast good. Looked amazing. I was so jealous.
Yeah, Daisy cooked us a big fat roast. Because Daisy's just a fucking flat chef. But yeah, I think we'll wrap it up there. I hope you've enjoyed this episode with the whole flat. Yay. Obviously, they have been like slumped in the background of the video and it is like nearly 12:30 now. Everyone's a little bit tired. But yeah, obviously, if you are coming to university, you could end up with a good bunch like these. Someone who judges your peppers. Someone who goes through the recycling. Bit of flat cest. People moving out. It's all good. New people moving in. It's good. University is really good. And it is better with the people who you live with as well. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this little episode of... Don't fail a fail. And I hope it's been of some use to you. And yeah, I'll see you soon with a new episode.